the Naked Vibe Show. Are you ready to get naked?
Welcome to the Naked Vibe Show. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is a special edition of the Naked Vibe Show. I wanted to do a tribute to one of my favorite musicians, artists, singers, Chris Cornell, who passed on May 18th, 2017, just 2 weeks ago. Chris was in the middle of a successful tour with Soundgarden. He had a prolific performing and songwriting career with that band, as well as Audioslave, Temple of the Dog, and several solo albums. And he did some great movie soundtrack singles, which we surely would have been hearing more of in the future. So I had a different podcast scheduled for today, an archived conversation with my friend Reggie Roofer, a brilliant musician, singer, songwriter himself, who with his band Spot was actually on the same record label as Chris Cornell at one time, Interscope. And I don't know if that was exactly at the same time, but definitely close for sure. So you'll hear that conversation in the next podcast. And actually, you'll hear some related music from Reggie a little later in this podcast as well. Chris Cornell's death took the whole music community by surprise, and his songs have been running through my mind and my mouth ever since I heard the news. I've awakened in the middle of the night several times with Fell on Black Days playing in my mind. So I felt it was important for me to change the podcast schedule and talk about him and how impactful his music has been on me. I know I can't really put most of it into words, as is usually the case with any person who passes through our lives, whether in our families, friendships, or in the landscape of our artistic lives. Music is really a very intimate relationship. It connects all of us. Artists channel our personal as well as our collective emotions and our deepest levels of expression, levels that many people can never reach without the vehicle that music provides. It's a wave that allows all of us to ride. Chris Cornell died just after Soundgarden's show in Detroit, apparently by suicide, though reports say his wife is disputing that and many close friends are shocked because his previous behavior didn't indicate anything like that. She says he may have taken an extra dose of his anxiety medication, of which suicidal thoughts are a potential side effect. So we don't really know. This is only what's in the news at the moment. In the last Naked Vibes episode, I talked about the divine or sacred feminine, and Chris really embodied that energy. Such a masculine man, but his lyrics and music brought forth the mystery of human nature, the deeper secrets, longings, and desires. And it taps into those places where all of us house things we don't know and don't understand, the secret places. Death is one of those secret places, one of those places we don't like to talk about much, but we need to, for many reasons and on many levels. For one, to remove the stigma, and also to bring into the light the things that cause people to feel alone and eventually find themselves in a place where they believe there is no other choice but to exit the physical body. When I was writing my novel, Heaven, Chris Cornell's music was a clear and present muse for me as that masculine presence, but one who really embodied the presence of the sacred feminine. His music accompanied me throughout the writing of the entire novel. And in the last podcast, when I was talking about the feminine energy, I did a reading that was a little more explicit than the ones I usually do. And while I'd love to read for you the passage where Chris's music comes into play, it's really the darkest and most explicit chapter of the book. And I was talking about this with some friends, and we all shared the feeling that taken out of context, a reading of that particular chapter is probably not the best tribute to him. Taken out of context, it might have a different impact than the kind of honoring of him that I want to do here. And it's also not indicative of the larger message of the novel itself. So should you ever decide to read the book on your own, that particular chapter will take you on a journey into the deep mystery of the feminine energy, the place where our sexual and our spiritual nature connects. It will raise awareness of of the darker side of the feminine energy and how, when out of balance, it can lead us down a darker path than we ever intended to go. Music illuminates that path like nothing else can. I used Chris's lyrics from Pretty Noose, with permission, from Soundgarden's Down on the Upside album because they were such a perfect fit for the scene that was taking place at this point in the book. Diamond rope, silver chain, pretty noose is a pretty pain, and I don't like what you got me hanging from. I've got a link for you in the show notes on nakedvibes.com because you really need to hear him sing it if you haven't. His vocals are so gritty and soaring in places and just down in it. So check it out. It's a powerful song. In another chapter, the lead character in the book, Eve, is dancing to a song by a fictitious band, Triple X. And I wrote the lyrics for that song there in the chapter and later decided I needed to go ahead and finish it out with music. Because Chris's music, solo, Soundgarden, and Audioslave, along with Alice in Chains' music, had been such a constant companion during my writing process, I was really feeling that kind of vibe and energy when I wrote it. I could hear Chris performing it. So when I finished the novel, I also recorded sort of a soundtrack to go with it, an EP with several songs I wrote or performed and some by friends, including my sister. And one of those friends was Reggie Roofer, who I mentioned earlier. I got Reggie to help me finish out the Triple X song, and he sings and plays guitar on it. He and Chris Cornell have a similar intensity and brilliance in their performance and artistry. My husband also played guitar on it as well. I'll play it for you now as my tribute to Chris Cornell and as my thanks for all his music has meant to me, the way that it's inspired me over the years. This song is called Exposed.
Bow down to your religion. Bow down.
That's Exposed from the Heaven the Novel soundtrack. I sent the book and CD to Chris through a mutual friend. I hope he enjoyed it. You can only find that song, by the way, on the CD that comes with the book. You'll find a link for it in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. The night after Chris's death, I was at a restaurant and overheard a guy at the bar talking loudly about what a coward Cornell was for taking his life. What I would ask you to do, if you feel that way, is to reserve judgment. We never know how much another person is hurting or what the real circumstances are in their lives that cause their actions. Not even the people closest to them know. And I can speak to that from personal experience. When it comes down to it, it's between them and God. There's not a lot more to be said about the why God lets these things happen. We don't have the answers. That's that area of mystery in our human lives. But the one thing I do know is that regardless of what happens, the circumstances of our lives, that God is present with us. Suicide is on the rise. I've read, especially in middle-aged men, which Cornell was at 52. I have personally experienced the loss of way too many people to suicide in the last several years. That's a very vulnerable subject for another day, because I really want this podcast to be more of a tribute, as I said, to a man whose music greatly fueled my own creativity. But it's something we must be aware of, or we could all experience more of these tragedies than we would ever want to imagine. I believe many of the drugs being used to help various health conditions, especially mental health, are also playing a major role in the confusion that prompts the decisions that lead to intentional suicide and accidental death. Witness the disclaimers in their manufacturers' ads. If you find that you're in need of someone to talk to and you're too afraid to reach out to friends and family members, then there are some hotlines that you can call where you can talk to an anonymous person, someone trained in listening and helping you walk through a dark time so that you can get over that bridge to the other side into a lighter space where you can think more clearly. I'll put a couple of links in the show notes on this podcast on nakedvibes.com. And if you're experiencing deep grief from the loss of someone in your life, or even from the loss of a part of yourself, that's something that many people never even look at. There may be things in your life that you had hoped for and dreamed about that you feel like are never going to come to pass. And it's a loss of your former self, and it's causing you some kind of deep grief or pain. I actually made a recording called Good Grief. And I intend to build this into a series, but this was born out of my own deep grief and sorrow over the loss of my daughter and some other losses in my life that happened at the same time. It was overwhelming. And one of the ways that I dealt with it, I'm still dealing with some of it, but one of the ways I dealt with it in the worst parts of it was to think of how I could help others go through it. So I started creating a recording just to help people walk through it. And I'm not finished building out the whole thing, but what I'm going to do is offer that first recording here as just a free resource, a companion to help you if that's what you're in need of. So I'll put a link for that in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. as my gift and as my hope to help walk you into the light to the extent that I'm able. One of my favorite Chris Cornell lyrics is from the song I Am the Highway on Audio Slave's album by the same name.
I am not your rolling wheels, I am the highway. I am not your carpet ride, I am the sky.
I wish I could play it for you, but we'll just have to give you a link to it on iTunes. If you don't know it, I hope you'll give it a listen. His soulful voice and energy inspired me creatively. Thank God he was prolific in his short life. An artist's work can bring us closer to God without their ever even knowing or intending that exact thing. As I've thought about his words, "I am not your rolling wheels, I am the highway." That can be looked at on an individual level, but it's also a very spiritual level. Each person takes what speaks to them through an artist's work, whether that was the artist's intent or not. Spirit continues to work through it throughout time. That's the beauty of art. It keeps speaking in different ways. It keeps evolving depending on its listeners, and they get what they need from that. So one of the things I was thinking about was that I am not your rolling wheels. I am the highway. The highway is a much higher level. That's the God essence that's in us. I am not your rolling wheel. I'm not the one who can make your life work or solve your problems or manifest your dreams on a human level. I'm not the one with the answers, but I am the highway. It's a road, a journey, and I contain the wisdom of God at times, as you do. Find that part of it. Find the God in me. Find the God in yourself. I am not your carpet ride. I am the sky. Same thing. I'm larger than the human part of myself. I am spirit. God is within me. That's who and what I am. I am. That's biblical. Sacred. Understand that I'm not giving you an interpretation of Chris Cornell's music. I'm just speaking in tribute to him about the way his music speaks to me. Each of us gets what we need from the art, so you must listen and glean your own truth and pleasure and connection from it. His friends have talked about what a light he was. Though his music reflected a darkness, he was a light. That's the mystery of humanity. That darkness is the mystery, the energy that we all embody, but most are afraid to touch it. Some artists touch too far into it. We'll never know. I read a quote from Alice in Chains' Jerry Cantrell in a recent Rolling Stone article. He said, "There is a space now and forever empty because of that," referring to Cornell's death. It's never going to make sense. It's never going to feel right. And it's always going to hurt. This is how we feel in the face of such a great loss. And this kind of loss of such a deep and beautiful musical artist makes us realize how important music is to our lives. Darkness would have us believe it wins. But the truth is that the light always prevails. Love always wins. Chris Cornell's music can never be snuffed out. It is with us forever. Rock on. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.